This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.
Well, actually, originally I was in love with the organ because, you know, that's an instrument I heard in church and I love the music of Bach.
And even though he couldn't reach the pedals, Alessio Bax started taking organ lessons.
And when it came time to enter the conservatory, I was 9 years old. In Italy, you have to take 5 years of piano before they let you switch on to the organ. And I really didn't want to. I mean, there was nothing at that point that attracted me to the piano. Until I started, you know, learning the repertoire and then just very, very quickly fell in love with it. So the joke is that I'm still waiting to complete these 5 years to switch on to the organ. But honestly, I think I'll just stick with the piano.
That plan has been working quite well for this award-winning pianist, who earned an Avery Fisher Career Grant in 2009. This month, Alessio Bax performed two Mozart piano concertos at the opening night gala of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, and he's celebrating the release of his All Beethoven solo recording, featuring the Hammer Clavier and Moonlight Sonatas. Alessio says what he really loves about Beethoven's music is the human aspect.
With Beethoven, it's music that grows with you, and that's what I find so fascinating. For example, the Moonlight Sonata I played first when I was nine years old, and when I went back to revisit it, it was a completely different piece because I'd grown meanwhile, and so had the music because of its human connotation.
The famous first movement of the Moonlight Sonata is very relaxed and unlike anything else the composer wrote. Even the harmonic tensions are gentle. That's why Alessio says the contrast in the final movement is so important.
He titled it Sonata Quasi Fantasia, so it's almost a fantasy, and that has this fantasy world that really comes across, so it's very, very special. And so the third movement, I feel that it really needs a big energetic contrast in order to make the piece a well-rounded one.
Alessio opens his All Beethoven program with the Sonata No. 29 in B-flat major, also known as the Hammer Clavier, the instrument which was a precursor to today's modern piano.
Well, I think every pianist would agree that this is one of the greatest and most difficult works in the repertoire. Just the sheer size of it, but also the many, many layers and difficulty, the technical difficulty and the also the mental and philosophical difficulty. I mean, the slow movement, you know, it's 19, 20 minutes. Beethoven explores every shade of human emotion.
While the first two movements of this iconic sonata are very rhythmic, it is the third slow movement that digs deep into the soul, and that's exactly why Alessio was drawn to it.
I always have a feeling of starting a big journey with this piece, but also with this movement itself, because it just goes around so many different corners, so many different emotions, and it really feels like a very, very long journey. You know, if you think of Beethoven as the perfect classic composer, this is very different. It's Beethoven, in my opinion, trying to push the boundaries, trying to go into the Romantic era.
Alessio rounds out his Beethoven program with two of his own transcriptions from Beethoven's incidental music for the Ruins of Athens, starting with the familiar Turkish march.
I mean, the other movement I recorded is the chorus of the Whirling Dervishes. If you've ever been to Turkey or, you know, Istanbul, it feels like you've just landed in Main Square in Istanbul. To think that Beethoven wrote that, it's quite amazing.
Beethoven is quite amazing, especially in the hands of Italian pianist Alessio Bax. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.